Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome to the Big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. It is chock-o-block today, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
We are going to go berserk. Hey, we've got a politics break. Did you know there was a, what do you call them, a debate last night?
I had no idea.
Between the two leaders.
I don't think it rated very highly.
I didn't even know it was on.
Too found much out this on morning. The telly.
Hating the May people, get ready to go over the trenches. We'll get to the bottom of that.
We're also going to look at a bit of politics and the fact that One Nation Senator Steve Dixon has now resigned.
You can't unwind at a strip club.
Well, we have somebody who we know who's actually been to the same strip club. We're going to cross live
to
them to hear what it's actually like.
Okay, get a first-hand report.
A first-hand report. We've got our great mate Dave O'Neill coming in,
which is fantastic. Dave. He's great. A chick flick alert.
Oh, my Jeez. God.
Here we go.
I honestly got, I think I've had a rash watching the trailer, myself and I'm a chick,
all right.
Of a new film that's coming up that you're going to hate.
All right, I can't wait to get to the bottom of that. What else have we got?
Well, what about this? Have you ever heard of a baby nup? Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Did you sign a baby nup?
No.
Are you on your phone, Dave?
No, I'm not.
What are we doing? We're texting a friend?
I'm not. I'm pushing all the buttons. I'm making sure we're on the air around Australia.
You're talking to someone.
I'm not talking to anybody.
Do we have your full attention? Or?
I'm listening. Baby Nup.
Didn't feel like you were there.
Baby Nup is apparently in the workings. They're going to give a trial run.
Put your phone down.
I'm not on the phone. I don't know what you're looking at.
Really? Are you paranoid?
What's wrong with you?
You're a bit jittery. What's up today?
I just want his full concentration.
We've got lots more coming up.
Like what?
Lots more. Of course, for the great HSV.
You bet. Oh, yes.
The fabulous Silverado. Chevrolet Silverado.
The Chevy.
Great
the biggest
car.
And the best.
It's a
the
beauty.
Baddest,
so good.
Track on the planet.
Excellent.
Hey, speaking of automotive vehicles, I'm looking out the window and I can see yours.
Don't say that.
Jane parked on the street. What's happening
out
there?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it is. Why are you parked on the street? We have an underground
Listen,
car park here.
Listen, I did say don't speak about this.
Is yours the one with the gaffer tape all over it, just over there?
No, it's not gaffer tape.
The one that's up on block. It's got no wheels. I wouldn't be parking on that street, by the way.
Oh, my God, no chance.
It'll be stripped for parts.
Absolutely.
I did say to you why, and off air, and I said I'd rather not talk about this on air.
Well, why would you park on the street and not? Because we know, Dave, the trouble she went through to get inside the boom gate. Do you remember it all?
Oh, yeah.
The car park, she's got her own car park downstairs that has a sign saying talent
only. Yeah.
That's rubbish.
No sales.
I didn't make them put those signs up.
No sales, tell them
no,
only.
No, that's for Dave Hughes.
And then at one stage, you had one of our security guys pretty much standing at the end of your car park.
I did not.
Why would I make that up? Dave,
keeping
true or
watch.
You've made
true.
It up. Actually, our producer James did remind me that I did lose my phone on the street outside.
Oh, you did too.
I'll fess up.
Picked up by
I'll
junkies.
Fess up, but I'm nervous. I'm going to get in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. What have you done?
I'm very, very low on petrol.
Oh, my God.
And I just have to roll towards the station.
So what?
I'm crossing my fingers. Because
so you didn't have enough petrol to go down into the car park? So
just in case. It might be lingering in very single digits.
Well, how far much have we got?
Yeah. Oh, pretty low.
How low?
Is the light on?
Oh, yeah, the light's been on. The light's been on for a few days.
Oh, my God.
The light's been on for a few days.
How would you say, how much petrol do you have?
Yeah. Oh, probably. I reckon if I can get 700 metres, I'll be laughing.
Man. That's doing awful things to your
motor. Well, there's someone siphoning your tank right now.
Oh, good. Then someone can go and fill it up for me. I've got to go out after work.
Hopefully someone will steal it for you.
I don't know. How am I going to get petrol in my car then?
Why have you got so little petrol? Did you get lost on the way here, did you?
No, I'm a busy lady. I've been driving around the countryside to soccer matches. I was on barbecue duty. I had to cook barbecue sausages on Sunday at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, was there any gas in the barbecue bottle?
Actually.
Well, hang on. What's that got to do with you running out of petrol?
Because I had to drive a long way and I forgot. I just forgot.
But there's petrol stations everywhere.
Oh, shut up,
man.
No
excuse.
Manny man, fill up petrol. Oh, I'm so on top of it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate you all.
Now
so
you're just,
what?
Now you're just lashing out.
Yeah.
I am.
Extraordinary.
You know what?
Let's get someone
It wouldn't
to
be a big deal
it.
If you hadn't mentioned or spoke about my car. No one would be none the wiser.
Need a jerry can is what you need.
I don't want a bloody jerry can. Well, it's not 1950.
No, but you get that and you put the petrol in it, then you get it in.
Hey, I'm perfectly aware how to do it. I'm not out of petrol.
You know, if you
I just need to get to the petrol station.
You know, if you get to the petrol station, there's no one there to fill it up for you now. You've got to do it yourself.
Yes, I'd be very careful if I was you.
Do you know what?
Sorry, you're a man who can't put ink cartridges in a printer, so I'd shut the F up.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Do you know when they brought in... Oh, that's... Daddy, you're lashing out.
I'm not lashing out. It makes no sense to me. Stop talking about it.
Do you want
it.
Us to push it down the road for you?
Well, why don't you go and fill it up? Why doesn't someone fill it up for me?
Let's get someone here to fill it up.
All right.
Please, that would be very... I don't need some... Hang on.
I've seen you check the keys to someone before. Here.
That is the biggest lie of all time, says Mr. I'm not driving. Hello, Tony. We're going to go to a caller. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, what can I do?
First of all, I love you guys' show. It's fantastic.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Can you help? Is there anything you can do for Jane?
Well, are you with the NRMA or RACQ or anything like that?
Mate, I'm not out of petrol and I'm not... There's nothing wrong with it.
You are out of petrol. You just said that.
You've been complaining since you got
I'm
here.
I'm on about...
You got here late. You
I
have to
make
roll
it.
Into a park out the front. Yeah. I think there's a handicap park.
I think it might be too.
Tony, I am with one of those services and
right.
I am not going to have the indignity of having them come and get me some petrol.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they're there for.
Exactly.
It doesn't cost you anything. It's part of your membership.
Is it? So you're saying that someone could do it now while I'm on air?
If you'll get something down there. Just go down there, flash your ample bosom.
Hey! Well,
that's
actually...
That's how it works. I know how it works.
Oh, look, I've done it before, so why not? Tony... Let's give Tony a prize.
Do you remember?
I'm going to call it now.
No, Tony, well done, blah, blah. Hey, do you remember when self-service came in? Remember, this happens all the time. Mm. Self-service comes in. Oh, guys, no, it's not that the service is going to be as good. It's just going to be cheaper for you.
So then
instead of having a guy who takes your...
As friendly.
Checks
fills
your oil,
your radiator, checks your oil, yeah. puts your oil in,
air
washes your
gets his dips. Puts
now,
his dipstick
now
in.
Now you do it all yourself and you pay just as much.
You
just
do.
Like you do at Coles. That's why I still go to the...
Oh, you go through the checkout.
Oh, yeah.
No self-serve.
That's the way I roll, baby.
You're a modern guy.
Old school.
That's the way I roll.
Hey.
Can someone please park Jake? Take Jane's car.
It needs petrol.
James. This has got James written all
it
over
it. It does.
James, yeah. You're going
poor
down.
James. Really?
What you need, Jane, is an HSV. The Chevrolet Silverado does everything big.
Yes.
Very big. Thanks, HSV.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane can't drive herself home. She's got
no
petrol.
I can. I had it all planned. Nobody would have known unless
you... You've got no petrol. Oh, that's good planning.
I've got enough to get me to the petrol station,
I
think.
You don't.
I think.
So James is joining us. Hello, James.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
James, your job, and it's... Well,
I'm sorry
put
to
your
do
producing
this.
Cap on.
Okay.
You need to go and get Jane. So what type of petrol are you?
Yeah, what
just 91. It's
unleaded.
Not diesel. Unleaded, yeah. 91.
Not diesel.
And the clicker to open the thing is just under the steering wheel, underneath.
Cool.
And it's the first
fill it.
One.
And, fill it up.
And it's on the back left-hand side
back left.
Of
okay, cool.
The passenger side. So, yeah.
Saudi Arabia have just driven drive cars. They're listening to
do
this.
You mind?
They'll be regretting their decision.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
thank
that's
you.
Fine. So it's 91, yeah?
91, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I can't drive. I don't have my license. I'm on my learner's still at the moment.
Hang on.
Oh,
what the hell?
God.
Oh, well, you've got nothing to lose then. Go.
Hang on.
Hey, go.
Well, just, this is no... You can't drive it.
Oh, no, you're too old to drive it really fast. The sooner you get there and back.
Well, what are we going
to do? What do you mean you can't drive it?
No, I'm very busy.
Useless.
So I'll just grab a cab.
Grab a cab.
And there's going to be a cab to the service station.
No,
oh,
yep.
God, this is making my head explode.
Grab a cab, get a jerry
it's too
can.
Too much effort.
Fill it. Can you get me some Stivos and some burger rings? I want some Stivos. I want some burger rings. And one of those.
I have to give
one
you
of those,
card.
You know, like a mag, not like a full James.
They don't have a Zoo magazine
like
anymore.
Like something in that.
Rightio.
Something in that.
Hang on, here's one.
Oh, look out. The wallet's out.
Have you ever used a petrol pump before, though, James?
Mum's let me do it once while she was driving.
But where's the jerry can going to come
from?
I'm
going to go to the hardware shop across the road.
No, my God.
Hey,
there's
too
so
much
many
talk.
Steps.
Not enough. Out.
James, no.
Godspeed.
Thank you.
Hey, now.
Call me if there's any problems with the card. That might have expired.
Oh, jeez. Hey, can I just quickly interrupt? congratulations to Taylor Swift, whose new single...
Yeah. Oh, this one. Has... that you'll never find another like
me. This has gone bonkers.
Me, it's called.
It's gone bonkers, and it's great to see it.
No, it's not.
She's a good egg.
She's broken stupid records.
Or every record has just fallen. And
live stream. She really had to work hard to sell this. She's been on everything. Oh, didn't you hear her? She's been on...
Come on.
She's been on Carrie and Tommy.
Popped up on Insta stories everywhere.
She's been on Kyle and Jackie.
Why can't you be more supportive?
Well, why does she didn't call me, did she? Stupid.
You're not a Swiftie, though.
I was. I was. I'm not because she didn't call me this time.
You know my favourite song? You know the one that goes... dun, 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 dun.
What? Dun, dun, don't do that.
It's a real anthem. I think it was it from her Reputation tour?
Was it...
from the last tour?
Romeo and Juliet.
No, come on.
Is it which one? Anthem.
Not Bad Blood, is it?
Bad Blood. No, not Bad Blood. Because baby, now we
got Bad Blood. Good tune. One?
Okay.
Good tune.
It's not one of her earlier songs
well,
like...
I don't know, mate. I like it a lot, though. That's
yeah.
Catchy.
I like the early
time.
About?
Why do you keep putting your hands in the air and punching the air when you sing this? Give us a word.
I don't know.
It's a word or something.
You'll know it. Someone ring in. If you can identify that song and let me know.
Can we hear some other music?
As for you.
What?
the most...
Game of Thrones.
The most anticipated show...
Well, it was.
...in the history of TV.
Huge.
The culmination of eight series. No one can see it.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Spoiler alert. You can't see anything.
That was a bit of a... Dave. Well, I didn't say anything yesterday because I couldn't because I watched it when it went to air worldwide 11 a.m.
Oh.
But everybody who watched it 8:30 last night are all going, why is it so dark? And there've been a lot of complaints.
I have a few complaints. People have...
First of all,
ruptured their entire lifestyles to sit in front of the TV to watch that and sit in front of a dark screen. People are ringing Foxtel and complaining. Hi, are you sure you've put this on properly?
Have you lit it properly?
Have you lit it properly?
Do you know
what? I'm see anything.
No, I'm defending them because it was a war in night. It was a nighttime war.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, it was the war of darkness.
That's right. All my films are now going to take place in complete darkness. Yep. The Avengers Endgame takes place at night. You can't see anything.
I do. Look, maybe the CGI wasn't up to standard and they might have been production.
The longest battle scene to ever film. Yeah. Was it? We'll take your word for it.
Really cheap production when you do it that way.
Filmed over 55 consecutive nights. Was it?
We'll take your word
for it.
People really...
You idiots.
people fell
for it. How disappointed were you?
I wasn't disappointed at all.
Jane.
As long as I could see who was getting slashed in the eyes.
Who survived? Who survived?
I'm still not spoiling it.
No.
I would know, and I'm not telling people.
You wouldn't be able to name who survived,
I could
who
name
didn't.
Them.
Is there a dragon still alive? Who knows?
I'm not telling you because it's a giveaway, a big giveaway, and there's a huge, huge giveaway.
I'll tell you what would be a massive giveaway. Lighting it!
There is one character, I'll say, that did help with the lighting. She was helpful in the lighting. That's all I'll say. And that's a really annoying spoiler, so I'm not going to do it anymore because I hate them myself. Anyway, speaking of spoilers, when we come back, I've got Endgame.
It's a real anthem. She would have sung it late in her.
Are you talking last 5 years?
It would have been Dave.
Okay, no, Taylor it's Swift. Probably Let's Ariana go. Grande. Or it's probably Katy Perry, and he's got them mixed up.
Maybe it's Cardi B, isn't it?
Could be Cardi B. But I don't. I'm aware. I'm full aware.
Don't you point your finger at me? it's painful. Painful. When we come back, I just want to talk about Endgame. Right. Speaking of spoilers,
can you see Endgame?
People have gone bonkers. People are breaking down. Yeah. China's got a crazy thing happening at their cinemas.
Are they going to replay? is there a Game of Thrones replay or?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Encore viewing for anyone who missed it the first time, which is everybody. You idiots.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now.
Listen, you can't just go on radio and start.
I'm trying to, guys. We're talking about how good Taylor Swift's new song
is.
Have we got the new song?
Yeah, it's called
We've got the new song there, which Jane doesn't like for some reason. never been supportive.
I'll tell you why I don't like her. I'm over this. She's doing empowering songs so all girls can relate to her. This is coming from a 5'11", blonde, attractive, successful, rich, white woman preaching to the world. Everyone, you can be like me.
Now, Jane, why can't you be supportive? She's an easy target, Tay-Tay.
Oh,
she's an easy target. She's doing a good job.
She's
personally, I wish she'd go back to her country roots, which I like, but I think she's made a great transition.
She's quite manipulative.
I saw her exhibition at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville.
Exhibition how was of that? What? Her bralettes.
You what were you doing there, Dave?
When I was interviewing John Bon Jovi over there.
And then you just swung by to see
I did a tour of Nashville.
Could it possibly be,
found out where she lived. They showed us on a tour.
You know what she made her family do?
She's played the old Opry.
What this girl's done. She's uprooted her entire family. Everything is about me, according to Taylor. Her whole family gave up their lives and moved, and the parents gave up their jobs, and they've all put it into Taylor's life. Just saying. Look at the way you're looking at
me. Well, that's paid off, hasn't it? I think it's a good investment.
Yes, but is she happy?
I think she's happy.
We've got to get to the bottom of this damn song.
I put it up there. It's not her best. Her best is ta ta da da da. You know the one, Dave? Do you know the one?
Is that? Is it this one? If you could see
me. No.
What it sounds like to me.
Classic Tay Tay.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm not there. Peter's on the line. Peter, do you think you know which one it is?
I do, mate. Oh. Now, look, let me just put it out there. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan by any means.
All right, Peter.
We'll take it easy.
But whenever I hear this song, it just brings back fond memories to a footy trip up on the Gold Coast.
Why is it fond?
Oh, it was just, a place called Players. Are you familiar with it, Mick?
I have been to Players.
Did you hear it in a strip club on the Gold Coast? That's what you're reminiscing about.
It can't be the one. They would never play Taylor Swift in a strip club. Get off, Peter.
I beg to differ. It was that song, I Knew You Were Trouble, when you walked in.
I think you're right. Is it this one?
Have a listen. Might be this one, Mick.
I knew you were
trouble when you walked in. No, but yeah,
it's got to be that.
Good stripper song. That's a ripper.
I think that's why Peter's reminiscing.
That should be One Nation's anthem for the next campaign. Thank you.
This could be another good stripping song.
Come on, Greg, help me out.
Greg, let's know which one you think it is.
I reckon it might be Shake It Off.
So do I. Greg. Let's have a listen.
Shake It Off, it might be two. That's not Shake It Off.
Not even top 10.
No.
Not even top 10.
That's actually not Shake It Off. I'll see it. Shake It Off. That's it.
James is going to hate.
Okay, I'm going to hate.
Is this the song?
No.
Oh,
not this
for
one.
God.
No, it's not the one.
How many do we have to go through? Let's try Peter.
Peter.
What do you think? This has been driving us mad all day, Peter. Can you help us?
What's going on, Peter?
Well, let's try maybe Blank Space.
Blank Space.
Oh. How does that go again?
I don't have that one. How does that go?
You call yourself a DJ. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have a great deal of Taylor Swift in our library, believe it or not.
Monica, go to Monica.
All right, then.
Monica, what is it? Can you help me?
Hi, Nick. Hi, Jane. Yeah, it's Wildest Dreams.
Wildest Dreams. How's it go?
The line you're thinking of is Say You Remember Me.
Yes!
What?
That's it.
You're not serious, really?
See?
I'm serious.
Yes! Have you got it? How good is this? This would have to be like a concert closer. Turn it up, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Is this what you'd like? Is this your dream wedding song? Is you walking down the aisle with one of your women on your list?
You can hand in your man card now, by the way.
You're pathetic.
You seem to find it pretty quickly.
I do love that.
Bring in your own records today.
Really do.
Monica, we better give you a prize for that.
Is that her best?
Her best song?
Best song, don't you think?
As I said, I like her earlier stuff, and I don't mind the new one either, Mick. You'll never find
another like me. Mickey He. It should be Mickey He. That's me. Mickey He.
Hey, listen, we're Triple M, and I'm just not going to have that anymore.
Well done, Taylor Swift, and congratulations on the news.
Oh, is she single? Is this what's going on?
Monica gets a prize, by the way. She's got tickets to go see John Wick, I beg your pardon, Chapter 3, Parabellum.
The third installment
of the adrenaline-fueled action franchise in cinemas May 16. And Monica, you got a $500 adventure sports voucher as well.
Well done, Monica.
Legends. Thank you so much.
Because she identified it from my singing, which you couldn't do. You know why? You're tone deaf. Kennedy.
All right. Thanks. God bless.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're too harsh on Taylor Swift.
I don't think so. Well, I'm just... Taylor has a good run.
she speaks to me. Rob's on the line. Rob, how are you, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Jane, I'm sorry you're a spunk, but Mick, you're all over it with... You're all
now,
over
now, Rob, you're a truck driver, am I right?
I am.
You're a truck driver? Really? Now, truck drivers generally know their driving
I
music.
Know
they
do.
Listen to a lot of music. How would you rate that song I've just chosen from Taylor Swift?
Mick, right up there, mate. One of my all-time favourites when it comes to Taylor Swift.
Yep. I just get all emotional.
I get quite emotional. Have you ever seen the film clip of two standing in a bedroom with two horses? So that'd be Malloy on one side and me on the other.
Rob, you need to pull over right now.
What's happening?
I've already done that.
Yeah, you need to go and get yourself a cup of coffee and...
Rob, give Rob a prize.
Look at yourself.
Don't really. You need to go down and get something done with that car.
Rob, it's all under control. We sent James. He's getting me a jerry can for the petrol. It's all right.
And she's a bit harsh on Taylor Swift.
I've been to a Taylor Swift concert. Have you? Either of you. So, you know, care for what you're saying, Rob. You too, Mick.
I'm quite happy to stand on the outskirts and just listen to the music.
What I'm suggesting...
It's a very good song. I'm just saying that was one of
the
best.
A lot of dads love Taylor Swift, they love Taylor in her very early days when she was probably about 16.
Don't turn it into something it's not. That's just
sounding
not
creepy
on.
To me.
That's what you do now. Isn't
That's what haters do.
That's what haters do. All right. Jane.
Sure, I'm a hater.
All right, enough. Hey, well done, Rob.
Thanks,
Rob. Did Rob get a prize?
Yeah, prize back. Yeah.
Prize back.
Good to chat.
Taylor Swift or tickets.
Yes.
Hey, now, we've got some. Now, the other thing we talked about Game of Thrones, we talked about Tay Tay.
Mm. Yes.
We also talked about Avengers.
Mm. We're talking about spoiler alerts as to do with Game of Thrones.
Now, is there an update? There's an Avengers update, yeah?
There is, but the whole world's gone. You know that it took $1.7 billion. It's probably gone up now.
Wow.
As another day progresses. Mm. A 21-year-old woman in China, though, had such an emotional reaction. She was taken to hospital and she was diagnosed with the term uncontrollable sobbing. Did you know that's an actual thing you can get taken to hospital for?
And was there something that did it? Was there a moment?
Say anything to do with the movie.
Listen, now I'm going
to really... Have you heard about Thor, haven't you?
Don't you...
Have you heard about Thor?
You haven't even seen it. You don't even know.
Stop even talking. Stop saying it. Don't even talk about Thor. Don't be specific. Yeah. Don't single anyone out.
I hope you can recognise me.
Hey, oh my God.
What?
He hasn't seen it. He doesn't know.
Dave, have you seen it?
I know what happened, though, because my son told me everything.
What about the Black Widow? How's the Black Widow?
She's looking great.
There's your $1.7 bill right there.
Scarlett.
Wow.
Scarlett Johansson in a black bodysuit.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
That's
great.
That's the pitch.
Yeah.
What's Avengers Endgame? What is it?
Some people find they want to see more than that.
Scarlett Johansson in a...
Yeah. Or hello, Chris Hemsworth.
Mm. Well.
See? I think Chris
sure?
is a bit of a sellout.
Maybe in some of the previous...
Hasn't seen it. No. Stop it.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Honestly think.
Don't you dare. Can we go to the next segment now?
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat. This is not a drill. Warning. Warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow.
Here we go.
This is a serious one.
What have you got?
I've already going to have to seek therapy about it if I get anywhere near it.
What are we talking about?
Okay.
What have we got?
Oh, my God. I saw this trailer today on the television.
You seem traumatised.
Do I play the bits of trailer first or I tell you what it's about? What would you like me to do first? Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Tell me what it's about.
Okay.
All right. It's about a group of old ladies, geriatrics, living in an old woman's home who decide to get together and form a cheerleading team.
Oh, no.
It's called POMS.
No.
Have a listen to this.
What brings you to Sun Springs? Oh, I'm just here to die. Uh-huh. What's this?
You were a cheerleader.
My mother was very sick, so I quit the team.
Maybe you should give it another shot.
We want to start a cheerleading club.
Who will you be cheering for?
Ourselves.
The oldest category is 18 plus.
We're 18 plus. 18 plus 50.
We're all so worried about what everyone else is thinking. When, of course, the only thing that really matters is what we think of ourselves.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
No. Here's the tip. No.
Oh, wow.
So what happens is, and you'll be pleased to know this, Mick.
It's from the same
people that made the book club.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare come true.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Do you know what this needs?
What?
It needs to be completely black, like Game of Thrones.
That's right.
If ever,
maybe we suggest wanted,
can this be filmed at night?
Turn the lighting down. Yep. On this one.
Could this be filmed over 55 nights so that you can't see anything?
It stars Diane Keaton. Now, why wouldn't Diane Keaton? Yeah. Why wouldn't she just be?
She's a serial offender now.
Beautiful New Hampshire town,
watching
house
The Godfather 2.
Sitting there in a white pantsuit. Happily, she's just a repeat offender. Counting her money.
Her name is now synonymous with.
Okay, I'm afraid I've got bad news about a fabulous Australian actress too.
Who?
Jackie Weaver's.
Oh, she's in it.
She's in it. Yeah, she plays Cheryl. She's shaking her booty.
And they all get their togs off, or?
Well, I hope not.
Well, they're going to. Surely,
I've seen the trailer of pom poms and little shorty short skirts.
Splits.
I think there might be a bit of osteoporosis alert going on there.
Judy Dench, is she in this one?
Judy Dench.
I beg your pardon. Correct term, please. Dame Judy Dench to you. Anyway, it's
Lizzie Birdsworth.
Kitty Sullivan.
Susan Hannaford. This would be a good one.
She's too young.
Was Susan Hannaford?
She doesn't make the cut.
Hey, was Susan Hannaford in Game of Thrones? Was she one of the White Walkers?
She was close. I think she was one of the characters at the end. You all know what I'm saying about that. Hey, Poms will be released in theatres on May 9, Mick. Hey, do you want to go and let's go and see a Gold Class session together?
Let's take some listeners.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, Triple
Mick and Jane's Movie Club.
Mick and Jane's Movie Club. We'll all go and see Poms. Oh,
beware.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
The Prime Minister.
Very nice. Very nice.
Kennedy Malloy's.
Good on you.
Political Roundup.
The leaders' debate was on last night. Did you know that? I didn't even remember.
Channel 7. It was a ding dong, knock them out, drag them out. Classic.
Yep.
It wasn't. It was just two old guys arguing about stuff that, do you know what? Did climate change come up? I don't even think it does. I think they just argue about old stuff that baby boomers like.
Oh, private like health
franking,
insurance.
Franking.
Yep.
And stuff and how they can get another house.
Yep.
Negative gearing.
Superannuation.
Do you know in the old days, even the election, like the debates in the old days, do you remember they used to have the worm?
I loved the worm.
The worm was great.
That's when I knew what was going on.
People are liking it. People aren't. Yeah. They have the worm, which would go up and down. I didn't have the worms. So what
did
I...
What did you do?
Well, I had a carport door that opened and closed and a remote. So I would sit there and you could tell if I liked something by the height of the carport.
That's funny.
Oh, no, John Howard.
Apparently, I do recall that they had a screenshot that Matthias Cormann was giving Chloe Shorten a bit of a look.
Oh, what do you mean?
Bit of a lascivious look, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was doing the rounds on Twitter.
Is it a debate or is it keys in the bowl? What's happening over
here? I don't know. Chloe was sitting in a nice white frock, sitting in the front row, and there's this photo of Matthias giving, you know, a bit of that, like that Barnaby Joyce stare when he was caught out staring.
And both of them, I noticed, there was a swimsuit section. Did you notice that?
Oh, but this is, look, really, this is what it sounded like. I can't even make head or tail, but this is a bit from the debate last night. I don't know which bit it is, but it's...
What is the total tax bill that Bill is going to put on people? What is the bill that is going to be sent to the Australian people for the spending that he is engaging in over the course of this election?
What people said to me over the summer break is, we just want to vote for one Prime Minister for the next 3 years. My party's united. I'm concerned that the government's deals with Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson means you vote Morrison, you get Palmer and Hanson.
And during that exchange, they were sitting on a log hitting each other with pillows.
They're sitting on funny stools,
now,
actually.
Come on, get to the big one. What's the big one? This is the biggest story in politics right now. There's been a resignation and it's a ripper. It's from One Nation.
Yes, it's One Nation candidate Steve Dixon. he resigns over strip club videos that were shown on A Current Affair last night. Yeah. They were filmed by Al Jazeera, who are claiming they did not give permission for A Current Affair to play them. Oops, the video, I'm not kidding you, it's 2 hours long. They filmed this guy for 2 hours. Now, it happened at a strip club in New York, I believe. Yeah. The name of that club...
Scores.
Now, I think we've tracked down and we have got somebody from who's been to Scores just to get a first-hand account of, let's set up the whole thing and fill it what it's like. Let's cross to our correspondent now. Are you there, Mick Malloy?
Yes, I am. And can I say, it's a highly confusing environment. And
confusing. After a few drinks, you want to say things like
this? Well, go for it.
Okay.
We'll keep a count on just how many times Steve Dixon gropes this exotic dancer over the course of the night. But soon, he's asking for something back in return.
You need to slide your hand
up. Right now?
Yeah.
Yes, well, that was, this is a bit gropey.
It's a bit gropey. He wanted something in return, a quid pro quo, as we like to say in
the
press.
Well, he wanted quite a few things.
How long was he there for?
2 hours. Yeah. That's as long as we know that he filmed.
Come and talk to me when your card gets cut off in scores.
Can you go longer?
Can you?
Is this where Kevin Rudd went to as well?
Kevin Rudd.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What time do you have to get there? Do you get there like at 6 o'clock at night?
Oh, I wouldn't get there early. The etiquette is, Jane, never in daylight hours.
Really?
It's not flash.
Honestly.
The A-team comes on. Hey, now listen to me.
I think he needs to learn a little bit of manners and etiquette if you go to a strip club, now, Mick, because I don't like the way he was talking to the strippers.
No, there is an etiquette there.
Mm. I really don't like it.
Whistling's
I don't
good.
Like his...
Okay.
I don't know, like he said, I've done more Asian than I know what to do with. Now, apparently his wife's cool with that.
Can I say...
they've had a chat about it, and he's put out an apology today.
Can I say this? Mm. That's why he's in trouble with One Nation. They really don't like the Asians. Have been anyone else
this?
And just your standard other or Caucasian stripper, we're cool with it, but no.
Yeah.
Those Asian strippers should go back to their own country.
Can you believe he's even doing that at a reputable strip club in New York? I just would say to any of his advisors or anybody writing his apology for him, you might want to check your typos because there's a crazy one. He says, as I will no longer be of pubic interest, I ask that you please respect my family's privacy.
Oh, no.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, it's that very word that now.
Well done, One Nation. Yes. Yeah. Well
Pauline,
done.
You know what? I do. You know what? I almost feel sorry for Pauline today, having to cop that and having to do a press conference. That is not a great way to wake up, is it? What in God's name am I doing
scrapes.
Now?
Yeah. Hasn't she?
Well, I reckon this is getting up there now. There's nowhere to go from here.
So what happens to One Nation from here?
Australia, you be the judge. That's
this
all
guy
I
should
say.
Run. It
okay.
virtually
run.
Got Kevin Rudd in. Virtually,
yeah, it did too.
This would, I'd consider
humanize
running.
Humanise them.
All right.
Should have run on the same ticket.
Again, Australia, this is in your hands. You know what to do.
You know what to do on poll day. Is it poll day or poll dancing day?
Wow.
Oh, we could always go some Taylor Swift there as well. You could have a bit of this.
That's a good song.
That's not
that one.
The stripper
song.
No,
there's
a stripper one. Yeah, it was I Knew You Were in Trouble.
Dave. Hello.
There it is. All right.
Hello, please welcome to the main stage. It's Chardonnay.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill, not too far away.
I love Dave O'Neill.
Me too.
Good to see what he's up to. And,
I do too.
Plenty of show in the second hour. Hey, James is back.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how'd you go down at the servo?
So we have to fill in what's happened.
Yeah.
I very quietly, I didn't want to tell anyone, Mick spilt the beans that I parked my car on the main road because I was close to me.
Didn't have enough petrol to get it in the downstairs car park.
Roll to the service station.
I have to roll to it.
It's then come to this.
We said James down to get it, but he can't.
He can't drive.
So we got him in a cab and a jerry can. And
he went to this hardware store, got a jerry can.
And your credit card.
And my credit card.
Your credit card.
And
you've come
petrol.
Back and you've got petrol.
Yep, so I've got like 12 litres of unleaded.
That's quite a lot. That'll last me days.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
And that's great. And how'd you go with my burger rings and stick mag?
All right, so I got you the burger rings here.
Yes, thank you. This is all on James.
Is this my card? What mag? What did you get? That's not a new idea, is it? Let me open it.
I asked for a stick, man.
Let me open it. It's take five. That evil rag.
Take five?
Oh, my God.
Is there anything about Taylor Swift in here?
There probably is. I've said I'd rather be put down than be in the crossword or be on the cover of Take Five.
I wanted the one.
That's the end of my life.
Picture Magazine are the ones I'm after. You know, with celebrity skid marks.
Oh, yeah.
All those segments.
Home Girls.
Home Girls. Home Blokes.
Home Blokes.
There's none
home
of that
blokes.
Now. It's too PC.
It's not there anymore. That
they don't
was
have
one
any mags like that anymore.
And on the
and
back
look
of
at
it.
The back of it, it's promoting POMs. The right. Burger I just talked about. There you go. If that's not enough for you, that's what I mean. My
Burgering
life's over.
Anyone?
All right.
All right, stand by. We'll be up with Dave O'Neill next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people.
Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
I am witnessing one of the saddest sights in the history of radio as I look out the window and see one of our producers with a jerry can filling James.
Well, I've got a photo of it, everyone. I'll put it on. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for anything. You've brought it up, Mick Malloy, and I didn't want you to say
anything. We have a big second hour coming up on Kennedy Malloy. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Hey, we're going to get to the bottom of baby prenups.
A baby prenup?
Not joking.
It's a bit late for a prenup once the baby's arrived,
isn't it? What it is what duties each of the partners are going to do when it comes to bringing up baby.
All right. I like that.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
That'd be fiercely negotiated.
Hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about MasterChef. It was on last night.
Any good?
Very good.
Anyone go to the blub?
Of course.
Matt Preston?
About 80 people went to the blub. Matt Preston's pants.
Did anyone get food poisoning?
No, not yet.
Nah, disappointing.
No, but
that'll be a great episode. Everyone would watch that one.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
In the midst of this election campaign, one of the sharpest political commentators is Dave O'Neill.
Peter Dutton. Remember when he wanted to be Prime Minister? Remember that? Yeah. That's like when you're in a band and the drummer turns up and he says, I've written some songs, guys. Embarrassing.
Please welcome back our good mate, Dave O'Neill.
Wow. A bit tough on Peter Dutton.
That was on the project. Actually, yeah.
Peter Dutton's not a monster, according to his wife.
I know, I saw that in the paper.
That's something you want your wife to say, isn't it?
It's funny, we can see James putting petrol in Jane's car.
Out the window, if you have a look.
I don't know if that was in his media degree, a subject in putting petrol in
Listen,
cars.
I'm no princess, and it was not my suggestion.
I'm no princess. You said it without...
Is he going to get your dry cleaning after this?
Can you get that quote out, and we'll put some ironic laughter
on it? I make no demands of anybody in this place. I really don't.
You just need your wine.
I need my wine, twisties. Some twisties, and I'm a happy girl.
Yeah, as he speaks, someone's doing her toes.
Listen, I don't go that far and I don't make demands. And I, in fact, Dave, you'll appreciate this. As a female, you always might get into a little bit of trouble with males in the household when there's no petrol in the car. It's like guys can't seem to compute that you can be low on petrol. Dave, you were looking at me was
I'm
like I'd, you know,
because you saw the light was on. So, isn't that like
3 days?
You know,
she drove around with it on for 3 days.
Yeah, but the light goes on when it was 35 kilometres.
The light comes on.
At least.
Do it.
Yeah.
I just thought, I'm a gambler. What can I say?
You live on the edge. Not good for your motor either.
Shut up about the motor.
The bulb's gone out. That light's been on for so long.
That's right.
Needs to get the light replaced. It's run out.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Dave, have you ever run out of petrol in the Getz?
Never, no.
I'm not part
of the Zero Club. No, I'm. You can run on the smell of an oily rag with the Getz too.
I used to run it all the time, my Tirana, because the fuel gauge didn't work.
That's not handy.
And I had a Patra Orange
juice bottle. The fuel gauge didn't work.
The fuel gauge didn't work.
So how did you know when to fill up?
Well, you'd run out. And I used to have a Patra Orange juice bottle in the boot full of petrol. Very, very.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had an EH64 Holden, and it used to run out of water. The radiator used to leak.
Had a hole.
And you could just drive it around without any water
really?
In the radiator.
Well, those cars went forever, those old cars.
Had four fuses. Just kept coming. Yeah. Do you know what it was? It was made before the era of engineered obsolescence, which is what cars are made to do.
I know what you're talking about.
This was made to last
I'm a car
forever.
Person. I'm with you.
Really? Well, it just means that the cars are
Just not a petrol person.
They're like phones. They're meant to break down and get old, and then you get a new one.
That's what you mean.
But cars don't break down today. Brand new cars, they rarely break down today. Yeah, you never see a brand new car broken down on the freeway.
The road,
you see, a 25-year-old car broken down.
Yeah. But you open the bonnet now, you don't know what anything is.
Fair idea. Oh, my God. You all doubt me. That's just so sexist. I'm sorry. Look at you all scoffing.
You can't sit there when you've run out of petrol.
I have not run out of petrol.
Claim we're being sexist.
Because you're assuming I don't know what's under the bottom of my car.
Down with a jerry can to fill your car if you haven't run out of petrol.
I'm on radio and my voice, I'm the voice of the people.
But James knows less about cars than you.
Look at him, he's out there with a jerry can.
No, I just saw him putting the petrol in the radiator.
I hope he put it in the
should bring that inside, by the way. That is a fire hazard, having a jerry can inside a studio complex.
You know what he should have done?
Not this current climate, mate.
He should have just tipped it all over your car and set it on fire. That would have been the smart.
Did your
dad's car get stolen?
Yes.
Cars? What happened?
Well, how's this? He goes, I don't know what happened. I know what happened.
What?
He drove up at home, took the shopping in, left the keys in the console,
And then came back out and the car was gone. And he goes, I don't know what happened.
Was
I said,
it a gang? Was it a, like one of these gang
efforts? He left the keys in the car.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened.
I said, I don't know what happened. A bloke in a tracksuit just walked up and went free car and drove it off.
Has he found it?
Yeah, it was found today, burnt out.
Oh,
and so it's probably been used in something horrific. If they burn it out, it's usually to get rid of the...
Does he get insurance from that?
Probably knocked over a jewellery shop or something.
Mm. Yeah, well, probably.
That's probably
what wow. The police kept ringing saying, oh, we've seen your car. He goes, oh, great. He goes, oh, no, they see it on CCTV footage. They pick it up on footage, his car being driven around.
Oh. Imagine if someone stole your car. And then they got 100 yards down the road and then it ran out of petrol.
Well, that would serve them right.
But this is the thing, like Dad talks about how safe he is, because he lives in a leafy outer suburb, how safe it is. And because he always hangs it on me, because I live in the inner city. Right? Cool. Oh, it's dangerous in there, you know.
I'm like, well nothing bad would ever happen.
Yeah, he's had his car stolen. And then also I go, what about that murder in the street behind you? He goes, oh, that bloke murdered two people. And I said, oh, so he's like a serial killer living. He goes, oh, he only murders people he knows. This bloke. I said, do you know him? He goes, to say hello to, I did know him.
Hold that thought, Dave O'Neill. We'll be back with more.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill in studio. By the way, Dave's podcast, The Debrief, and Somehow Related, wherever you get your podcasts, always good to listen.
Who's on this week?
Brad Oakes is on.
Very funny man, Oakes. Brad Oakes. Love Oakesy.
Oakesy.
And we're going to be doing one soon in a few weeks.
Yes,
that
we are.
That sounds exciting.
Yes.
That'll be good.
I'd love to hear the two of you chatting away.
Hey, it'd be good. This is where we drive home from a gig and we
talk about the gig.
Lucky we were driving in James' car.
Your short podcast.
Maybe a short podcast.
You're so funny.
Maybe we should do a podcast from your car, the debrief from James' car.
10 minutes.
Look at you all having a laugh at me.
Did you see the debate last night? Did you see it?
I actually didn't.
I turned it on. I think it was it. Bill Shorten was on a dragon. I don't know what was going on. ScoMo was made of ice. Did you see Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah.
No one saw it.
I couldn't see it.
No one saw it, dude.
I couldn't see anything.
You do watch it, but it was dark for you.
Oh, man. It's like you gone to camp and left your torch at home. You know, I couldn't see anything.
This is the most anticipated episode in 8 years of television.
It is.
I would have made, and no one could see it. It's like the worst.
But it
trick.
Makes sense to
How
me.
Do you get
I'm
that
defending
wrong?
It because,
How do you get that wrong?
Because it's a battle of the night. How much light do they have in real life
turn
in
some
those
lights
days?
On.
Yeah, but they don't have any lights out in
Thank God
the
fire
castle.
Got lit. I mean, spoiler alert, but there are fires.
I did mention there's fire.
There's fires and dragons, but oh my God.
I was very happy when that happened.
Okay, but I still remember seeing the miners in the mining disaster.
Well,
you got to light it, Jane.
Well, Everready Battery wasn't around in Game of Thrones days, was it?
Zombie wars.
Hey, would your dad watch Game of Thrones?
No, he wouldn't know anything about it. They've just got poor man's cable.
He would have
got Seven Mate and Go and
Gem.
Digital.
And the Racing Channel. The Racing Channel is always on.
Oh, yeah.
Because they bet on the races every day, as my son said.
Every day, do they?
Every day.
That's so funny.
Said, does Papa Kev have a gambling problem? I said, he's 83. Give him a break.
How's Gary? How's Gary going?
Well, this is the thing. I've got an update on my sleeping mask, because that's where I broke the news on this station.
You've got a sleeping mask.
Yeah, I've got a CPAP. Hmm. Because of my snoring. I had my study overnight, and I went on the project, and I've been on this show talking about it, and guess what? The other day, I got an email from ResiMed, the makers of the CPAP, and they want me to be the ambassador
for the mask.
No kidding.
Have you got the mask? Is it like the Phantom of the Opera mask? Like,
no,
what's
it
look like?
It's more like Silence of the Lambs or Top Gun.
I'm not sure that's great. I'd be a bit
top
worried
gun.
if someone from Tenure, whatever, is it, incontinence pad.
Exactly. What's next? Adult nappies.
I don't know about that, Dave. I'd be passing
what about
on that
the
one.
Mask? You showed me a horrific photo of you the other day. What were you wearing?
That's a beauty mask.
Oh, that's different.
Beauty
no, this is like a...
Look like one of those White Walkers. What's that?
It's one of those masks, you know, you put on you know, the Martha
horrific.
From Married at First Sight. She had an argument in one of those masks.
Really?
People will know what I'm talking about. God, help me.
No, it's like... mine's
just out of interest, when does it kick in?
Long term.
Oh, my God.
That's harsh.
You can't get any more beautiful to me.
No.
You really can't.
So, you've gone far enough.
As the ambassador, the sleeping mask, it looks like it's like an oxygen mask that you put on your face every night. And I said to the guy, so what do I have to do as the ambassador? He goes, well, if you meet anyone who's a potential customer, do the hard sell. So, Mick.
Hey, mate, how about every one of your comedy mates that are around?
Do I fit the criterion?
Yeah, well, you're fat, so.
Oh, steady. No.
And you'd snore, you'd snore.
It's hard to verify at the moment because there's no one there to complain.
Listen, there's two of you here.
You don't like to fly.
You've both dropped a lot of weight and you look good.
Yes.
And also, the other thing.
You can pop your beauty mask on.
Yeah.
We'll pop the sleep mask on and we'll have a sleepover.
There you go.
And then we can find out who snores or doesn't.
All right.
Mm. But the thing is, and it blows a lot of. The doctor said this, it blows so much oxygen into your face, you fart more. So am I selling it? Are you interested?
So it gets a bit touchy. It gets a bit touchy out the back. Oh, it's quite a windy night.
Yeah. Well,
I might not be there.
I had an insight to my future. I was wearing it the other day.
In the ad, are we on bunks? What are we doing?
Yeah, so
like,
I don't know.
Am I on the top and you're on the bottom? Am I in the ads too?
You can be in the ads too.
Oh, I would have been in the ads.
Guys, night, I'm Dave. Telling you, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no.
Night, Dave. Oh, I've had a great night's sleep.
Yeah.
Mate, right, unless you get paid.
Oh yeah, that's right.
A lot of coin. You're not going to do it just for the good of the company.
I'd want to be on
for
the
free.
I'd want to be on the bottom bunk if it's getting windy. Is that way the
hot air rises?
I had an insight to my future though, because you wear it and it is like an oxygen mask. So I was wearing it the other night, and the kids all wandered in. They stood around my bedside.
Well, they think you're about to pass away.
I'm pretty sure I heard Gary say, "Should we just turn it off? Turn off the machine."
So I like Gary. He's been quiet. Gary, has he been quiet?
Yeah. It's school holidays.
That's when I'd worry. I'd worry when first.
Yeah, I know.
Quiet. Calm before the storm. With
something's going to happen.
Hey, we have loved having you in, of course.
Oh,
and you have a podcast out, of course, have you said, with Brad Oakes is the latest one.
The Debrief. And also, I do one every week with Glenn Robbins.
How's that going?
Somehow related. Yeah, he's a big fan of yours.
Did Glenn hear us talking about his bot?
He heard about it, yeah.
May I just say the latest topic you're talking about, somehow related, and I know how this is related, actually.
Oh.
And I'm not going to spoiler alert.
No,
this
let's
one.
Go.
Cornflakes and masturbation.
Okay.
Oh, I know why they're related. And it's to do with Dr. Kellogg.
That's right, it's Dr. Kellogg.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know.
I know all about those subjects.
Yeah, he believed that better to have a bowl of cornflakes than the other thing.
All right.
Did you know that?
No.
Well, hit the podcast anyway.
Ding, ding.
Is that the old Special K?
It is. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Right, well,
a drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, I think you've just posted or about to post on Kennedy Malloy on our Instagram site a picture of you in the face mask.
It is a face mask from Mecca. It's a very fancy one.
Right.
It's a rose gold one. And I was doing a clean up during school holidays and I found it and I whacked it on.
You look like you're about to take part in a battle on Game of Thrones.
Pretty brutal. I don't know what I'm doing.
And also, I just
be kind, people.
My favourite moment of the show today occurred in the last break, this moment.
I'm no princess.
Listen, are you doing gifts of me while I'm on air? That's true. I'm not a princess.
I'm no princess.
It's great stuff. I love the way you lighten the
mood.
Listen,
as long as my car's got petrol in it, we're all kicked a goal.
I've got a kid who's nearly set himself on fire today trying to.
I don't know why. You can't bring
jerry can in the studio.
I don't think it was open. Wow. I think he used all the petrol.
All the petrol over the side of it.
You've been drinking worse than that in this studio.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Hey, bye.
I'll tell you what I did last night.
No, we haven't done going the blub for a while. I want to do that just quickly.
Okay.
We got time for one?
Break out the tissues. We've got another Suki Lala. Someone new has gone the blub.
Someone has. Do you want to have a guess?
She says she got red hair.
She's got red hair. It's Pauline Hanson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I don't blame her. She's had a bad day.
She has.
She's had a bad day.
She had a bad run.
And she's a bit of a trooper. She's a tough chick. We'll give her that.
Yeah. I don't think she's a fan of Al Jazeera TV or reporters.
Al Jazeera TV. But I think she's finally had enough.
Yeah.
She's finally had a gutful of renegade troops.
Yeah.
She's on a current affair tonight, and I believe she goes the blub.
Okay.
And I couple this all the time, and I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. I've had Fraser Anning, I've had Brian Burston. I've had a whole list of them. David Oldfield, you name them. Where are they now?
Mate.
Wow.
Pauline, you need a best friend. Come on.
She does.
Come out for a drink with me, mate. I got to talk to you about a few people.
She
needs friends.
She'll go home bawling.
She needs friends. That's terrible.
That is terrible. Play it again, Dave. It's pretty funny, though.
And I couple this all the time and I'm sick of it. absolutely sick of it. I've had Fraser Anning, I've had Brian Burston, I've had a whole list of them, David Oldford, you name them. Where are they now?
Well, where they belong, and that's a very stupid lineup. So
probably down
why
the strip club.
Why is she pointing dickheads like that, though? That's what happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is what happens. Come on, Pauline. Enough's enough.
Okay. Hey, watch that tonight. Hey, now, speaking of going the blub, you watch MasterChef. Tell me, did anyone go early? Have we got someone?
Everybody's gone the blub in MasterChef. That's part of the audition process,
that's what we like
I imagine.
About it.
They did go the blub. But I haven't got a clip from that. What I've got is like the parts that I love, the people that get through. There were a lot of very good cooks last night that all got through.
How can you tell so early? Yeah. What were they cooking?
You tell because you get an apron and you're allowed to be one of the contestants. You've never watched the show, obviously.
As long as you haven't burnt yourself, I reckon you're probably good enough to go through to the next round.
Okay. So when you get an apron,
you've genuinely scarred yourself, haven't you?
I have.
Look at it. Like Gammy.
Yeah.
Like a whatever heel.
That's sort of a bit weepy, isn't
like
it?
An elephant woman.
I am trying to conduct a segment here.
Okay. Pardon.
So you cook a meal. If it's really good, they give you an apron and then you're one of the contestants, all right?
What
I'm saying is.
Apron like a superpower.
Yes. That part's pretty boring to me. I like it when people are hopeless and speak too big, talk themselves up
too much,
and give too much information.
And come a cropper.
Yeah, they come a cropper. Like this stupid woman, Gina, right? Gina's come out. Gina's much older than me, much older, all right? So Gina comes out and let's just have a listen to her talking herself up and who doesn't approve of her being on.
Okay.
I have such a passion for food. Galeolixi, everyone, Galeolixi. 12 years ago, I got the paperwork to apply to be a chef. It meant being away from the home long hours. My husband was totally against it, so I never saw that one through.
Fair enough, too.
You might want to
keep, fair enough, too, in this modern era.
You might want to keep that information to yourself, Gina. I don't know if he's happy about that. Anyway, she goes on.
She's a good lady.
She cooks a meal.
What
and,
she cook?
Well, it was sort of a pasta hybrid meal that she sort of made up herself. Let's have a listen to George.
Is that a disapproving tone from you?
Well, no. Let's have a listen to George and Gary and Matt and what their comments are about it.
I like the dish, but I don't love it.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say, that's a no from me.
It is nice, but it's not delicious enough, Gina, for me. It's a no from me too.
Hang on, Mike.
I'm going to say no. Well done on coming in and giving this a crack.
Hey, if it's a no from Matt, you're cooked. Because he'll eat anything, that bloke.
He goes on to say a bit more. I think we've got
he'll
more
eat
of Gina.
A poison duck tureen.
Have we got another one of Gina?
I've got Gina's husband.
Yes, this is what we're interested in because this is what I wanted to continue.
All right.
George gives advice and asks, you know, what do your family think? And they should be proud of you for coming on and giving it a crack.
All right.
All of your family obviously supporting you to be here?
Yes.
Why did you pause there?
I'm being a little bit careful here. Why? My husband's not that supportive. He's not on the same page.
Why is that?
What do you think?
Because he needs you at
home.
He's going to
cook it for him at home. How do you think? I've got a Greek husband. I've been doing everything for the last for everyone else.
He needs to step up.
And it's my turn. Now or never.
Well, good on you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, good on you. Now or never. Sorry, it's never.
I can see your husband's point, though. Okay. Look, sometimes you just want your food on the table when you come home.
He deserves
after
to have it.
Please don't ring in. Let's have it all.
Sorry.
The point is ironic.
Sorry about that. Next we're going to talk about
what happened there? And how did that go down?
Well, she was happy that she got a little light in the spotlight. You know.
So she's going home now?
She's gone.
They should have kept her on the show so her husband has to wait.
But she can't cook. He's just hanging on and says.
So why does he want him?
I think he knew what was going to happen. That's why I didn't want her on. Anyway,
it's
a great series again, MasterChef.
All right, we can't wait. Hey, plenty more to come.
Yeah, you bet.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to HSV, re-engineered by HSV, the Chevrolet Silverado does everything big, very big.
This is the big boy.
Oh, man, have a look at it.
This is the big dog.
This is get out of my road kind
of thing. This is one of the hottest cars I've ever seen in my life. Hottest utes. Well, it's not even a ute.
Yeah.
It's a luxury.
Shut up. You know what it is.
I know
it's
what it is.
It's the big dog.
Yeah.
You know what? You can have your tradies ute, and then you're like the big boss, like me, Janie.
This should have been in the Game of Thrones battle last night.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Would have won if they had that.
The had have got, if the front line had have been the Silverado going towards the White Walkers, bang, all over in 5 seconds.
I can't believe the luxury, though, it has, and especially the security for all your tools.
Oh, yeah. Important.
It's got the lockable toolbox. Which is diamond coat and bow tie. You won't understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's got a 5-ton towing capacity, Jane. We could tow your stupid car home on
then
the
I
back
could
of a Chevy Silverado. Get rid of it. This is one of the all-time beasts.
Mm. But it's a big diesel. It's got a big V8 engine.
Oh, huge. 6.6 litre.
Good Lord. It's got a sports bar. It's got
sports
a black
bar. I don't think that means like a literal bar.
So I could stand in the back like Pope. I could stand.
Do you think it's got a sports bar?
No, it's got a sports bar.
Yeah.
You drive me home, I stand in the back like the Pope all the way home. Yeah.
That's how you'd
look at me.
Isn't it?
I'm king of the world.
And I love that one piece hardcover lid.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't have that on, all your tools are going to go.
Oh, that's right.
And you can put anything. You can put, you know what I would put in there too? School bags. Right. So I drive the kids to school.
You take everyone to school in this thing.
Yeah, you
could take the whole class.
Yeah.
You could take the class photo in the back of this thing.
Could.
Hey, you've got to get onto this. It's the HSV Chevrolet Silverado, guys.
This is it.
Yeah.
Check
this
it
is
out
the big
where
dog.
You can. Brilliant.
This. Why would you not get involved?
Oh, I'm going to buy one
this?
Now.
Well,
are you?
Oh, yeah, I think I will.
You think you'll trade in the...
You can put your gets in the tray of this.
I can put the gets in the tray of that.
Yes, you could. And then take it to the tip.
Imagine Triple M playing in the cabin of this thing as you do a lap of honour around the big brown land out of control.
Big Triple M's on that car.
Yeah. Right. Are you up to it? That's the question.
Well, that's true.
This vehicle
are you up for it, everyone?
Don't muck around. If you're not one of the big boys, go to the back of the queue.
Yeah, see you later.
This is for the behemoths.
Re-engineered by HSV, the Chevrolet Silverado does everything big.
It's got
very
a
big.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
I found the ridiculous thing. You know, you come across crazy things that happen in your day. I've come across a story that's starting to get some traction.
What are you talking about?
A new document that's coming about for parents.
What is it?
A baby nup. Yeah.
What's a baby nup?
It is like a prenup. You know what a prenup is for married couples.
Do I ever?
This is a baby nup.
Anywhere without signing one of those.
Well, these cover everything from nappy changes to feeding schedules to doctor's appointments.
Okay, when do you sign this? So this is between the two parents. They sign off on what the duties are, so there's no grey area once you're in the running. Is that right?
Sorry for my cynicism here.
As a mother of five children.
You and the other parent agree ahead of time on the expectations.
All right.
So and anything from disciplinary techniques as well, schooling, how many children you'll actually have, custody arrangements if things go a bit So it covers everything. It's a legal document. I just want to know, would people do this? This is feels bizarre.
133353. Give us a call if you've had a baby nup or what you'd put in your baby nup. Can I point out, is this a good time to point out about the woman's special relationship with a child and as a mother?
On that it really
I do feel that you've always had a special moment.
Relinquish
I'm prepared to relinquish the lion's share of the responsibility when it comes to raising the baby for the baby nut.
Well, that's interesting.
But don't you feel the same way?
First of all,
this stuff that we can't do. So there's no point trying
to legislate.
I don't
approve of contracts in any way when it comes to relationships.
That's interesting to know.
When it comes to relationships.
So you'd have a baby on a handshake arrangement?
I would.
So tell me, in all honesty.
I don't want to hog it all, though. See, women don't want to have all the good times.
I'm saying you have a special relationship to that child, which goes back to...
Especially at 3 a.m. When baby's crying and
I think that's
very special time.
It's the time for it.
Am I being silly or not?
No, you're not being silly.
Because when it comes to it, there's certain things that you biologically can do.
That's in the early days.
That we can't
do. Let's move on to school, taking to sport, after-school sport, to making school lunches.
Oh, okay. Well, that's our time to shine.
Yeah, that's your time to shine.
So I'll come on board at age 5.
When a child's grown up a bit and doesn't have to wear a nappy.
I'll come on board with a 17.
Yeah, toilet trained.
Hey, you might want to rethink that one, coming on board at 17. Teenagers are interesting.
So
but it's a very interesting
What would you put
know.
In your baby nut? What do you want from your
In part? Sharing responsibilities?
Well, yeah, what's important
I would
you?
Say I am not doing all the vaccinations. That's what I would say.
Surely you don't.
A good parent
doesn't even get vaccinations these days, don't you?
No, it's important.
Well,
I know you're an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, my.
Are you? James, you're not.
Can you? You are out of control.
You're an anti-vaxxer.
I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'll get furious on this. I've taken my children for vaccinations for 18 years. Yeah. On Friday it will be.
I vaccinated Fred, but not Lynn.
That is the worst thing I've ever said.
Because I'm not sure. And I just thought, so it's just an insurance policy. I've got one in each camp.
Wow.
It'll be interesting to see. How
very interesting.
Bring on the measles.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. All right. Well, that's the baby nup chat. We're going to boot this one home next. Kennedy Malloy.
It's a special relationship a mother has with her
change
bonding.
Change a nappy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on a bunch of news stations all around Australia that has joined the show this week. Well, we are talking Western Australia, Albany 783 Triple M, which is on the AM band.
Hey, doesn't Maz do
Maz for breakfast
there?
Yeah, she does a great job too.
Good on you, Maz.
Avon Valley, 864 AM
in
the Central
Terry's
Wheat
on
Belt.
Breakfast there.
Terry, you got Esperance, 747 AM.
Hello, Esperance.
Sean for breakfast there. Goldfields, 981 AM.
Do you like Glennie for breakfast?
He's a legend.
Glennie's a ripper.
He is. Yep.
Glennie goes off, bonkers.
What about Draker on Great Southern?
Oh, yeah, Draker. Yeah,
he's off the chain.
He's good.
And Southwest Bunbury, all our mates in Bunbury say g'day to Alan for breakfast. Alan
Big Bunbury. Monstrous.
That's a lot of people we're going out to now.
Can I give you the word? I'm looking out the window. Your car's gone. Guess what's there?
What?
The Chevrolet Silverado.
Whee! I don't mind that swap.
We'll race you downstairs and we will.
That's an excellent swap.
Get driven home like the king and queen of.
We've got the crew from HSV here as well joining us outside the studio.
Swung by.
So
having
big
a bit of cheese and crackers.
We're going to knock a bottle of champagne off the bow of the Chevrolet Silverado.
When I look out there and I see it looks like a reenactment of Married at First Sight.
It does a bit like that. There's like the councillors and there's the crews there as well.
That's all right.
All going well.
In a good way, of course.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, you love HSV and the people.
Thanks for swinging by, guys, and thanks for providing the world with the Chevrolet Silverado.
Indeed.
We've got a bit of feedback from the show. Yes, the face mask people saying, looks like something out of Eyes Wide Shut, says Glenn Streetful.
Susan Canny says, a MAFS Martha mask.
Yeah. that was a great fight she had.
You can see the story, by the way, on Instagram.
Hope you don't turn out as fake as her when you take it off.
I'm not fake. Trust me. Trust me, guys. Do you know who's on the show tomorrow?
Who?
Rob Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Matchbox 20, he's singing.
Okay. You're not going to go all KP.
Oh, my God. What am I going to wear?
You're not going to go all KP.
I might do that.
You lost when Kevin Peterson came on the show.
He's awesome. Also, Andy Lee's on.
Well, it's going to be a flirt fest for you, isn't it?
Well, it might be. I'll just resign myself.
What's Andy? Andy, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's got plenty to promote. What is it? Your generation.
Talking about your generation.
It's all happening. All the big stars.
What are you promoting? What are you doing?
Tonight, I'll be going. I've got to pick up my kiddies at footy training.
How's the bed going?
The bed is fantastic. The Tempur mattress. I'm having the best sleeps ever. Honestly, wake up, get out of bed, no creaks or whatever. It's fantastic.
Do you have any sleep-ins any time to
sleep? Sleep-in all the time. I haven't seen my wife for about 2 weeks either because she's on the other side of the bed. So we're having a great time.
Have you signed a baby nup?
Should do that. Although our kids are old now. So
you'll need one now. You've got the Tempur bed.
And that is
just you never know what happens.
Rob Thomas live tomorrow. That's going to be a big show. And Andy Lee, as you mentioned. We'll see you there for a big Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.